What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
And on this show, you can go to adamandeve.com, use the promo code WHAT, and get 50% off of a single item. You can get 3 free DVDs. You can get a free mystery gift, and you can get free shipping in the United States, all for going to adamandeve.com and using the promo code WHAT. Isn't that awesome, Jillian?
Indeed, so.
And hey, this is sort of a monumental episode for you, kinda sorta.
How so?
It's your 20th.
Is it really?
This is your 20th episode.
I don't keep track. It's just fun.
Well, I mean, normally we'd celebrate the 25th, but I didn't want to wait until 5 more weeks, so.
Right on. We'll do it every 5.
So this is your 20th episode. Woohoo to Jillian.
Yay! One more episode and my rain can legally drink.
We have two kind of dumbest things this week. One that just is something that is so dumb it's almost trolling, and one that's just so dumb that it's kind of funny. So, Jillian, let's start off the segment with...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Mine is, it was announced this week that Michael Bay is going to be making a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, no, that was announced a while ago, but this little tidbit just came out.
Well, okay, the new little tidbit. They are now aliens. They are no longer mutants. For whatever reason, Michael Bay has decided keeping them mutants is a dumb idea. By the way, they're not changing the title. It is still Teenage Mutant.
Alien Ninja Turtles.
No. But technically, if they're aliens, they're not even turtles. They would be turtle-like creatures.
Yeah.
So it should be Teenage Alien Ninja Turtle-like Creatures.
Really? That dumb idea.
It goes back to like what Brad and I were talking about on Radiodrome. With the whole why everyone's got to, they got to put their own stamp on it. God forbid you actually adapt something.
No, that was
faithfully.
Me and you.
Brad and I talked about it too, because the Dark Shadows trailer, we both went off on that.
Oh, okay.
Jillian was on Radiodrome a couple of days ago, and you guys should go and download it from the Jackalope Archives, because it's really funny hearing her have to not swear.
It was so hard, you guys.
And you guys,
let me make up for it. Fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, 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 there.
And you guys also don't realize how many of those I edited it out, too.
Dude, it was like 2. And then the one time I messed up and said fuck, and then I was like, I mean shit, I mean damn it! And then I fixed it. So it was only actually 2 official instances. And one time I caught myself, and I said fuh, and then I said, I mean, like, frack, and then it was too closely sounding, because I was like, fuh, frack.
But it's kind of funny, I've gotten some feedback where people were like, they could hear you hesitate now and then, where you were clearly catching yourself.
Yes.
Where it was like, I think that's crap.
I did a good job, though.
Yes, but they could tell you were clearly hesitating, that you had to stop yourself from saying shit or fuck.
We did establish my issue with that, so. In my breeding, I'm mostly Italian.
Alright, and then we have an actual real...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Which would be Jillian Go.
Oh, this lady bought a wooden iPad from some dudes in like a parking lot, and she thought it was real, so she got stiffed out of it. I think it was like $180 or something around that. Which, first of all, if somebody's offering you an iPad in a parking lot for $180, it's
the day it comes out, no less.
Yeah, it's probably fenced, and you would get in trouble for buying it anyways. Secondly, I mean, this just goes along with, I have a huge, you know, staple on, you get what you pay for, whether it be tattoos, anything. If you find something, it's like, oh, hey, this is like, you know, 70% cheaper. 9 times out of 10, unless it's a sale at a store or whatever. I mean, if you're going brands and be like, the Sony is $300 than the Quilla brand. It's like, you think maybe quality has something to do with it. So number one, I mean, unless it was an iPad box. If you're buying from some dudes in a parking lot, you may be like, can I open up the box? Because you don't know, the screen could be cracked, least of all. Least of all.
Well, and then there was also a very telling sign in this story. They wanted $300, but she only had $180 on her, so they said, that'll do. That's a sign right there that this is not an up-and-up transaction.
And so, that's like someone being like, oh, it's $200 for this tattoo. All I got is $5. And then you end up with, like, Mickey Mouse on your ass or something.
Close enough.
Yeah, so, I mean, it begs to differ, because they showed a picture of the iPad, but it's really unclear in the story whether that's how they presented it. And I told Josh, I was just like, oh my God. I was like, yeah, I remember when I bought my wooden Wii. I just thought I was being environmentally conscious. I had no idea it didn't actually work. So it's just one of those, I don't know. Either way, she was pretty dumb.
The way I look at it is, the real funny part of this is, she had to be the one that went to the media. Does she have no shame? Does she have no remorse?
And even then, being like, you know, I went to this parking lot and bought this thing from these guys. It was like, I'd be in trouble and be like, you bought knowingly stolen merchandise. Because that would be a thing, too. Be like, well, why are you selling me this for $180? Secondly, if you wanted $300 in the parking lot, how much do those go for? Like $700, $800?
For the iPad 3, I have no idea.
Fucking go into the store and buy it. It's like, what plausible excuse could these people have, like, thought up to sound legitimate and being like, oh, well, I just bought it, but I decided I don't want one. It's like, then you would just go in the store and get your money back if it's supposedly unopened. So if I was that dumb, which I would never be, to buy, you know, something supposedly fenced or, you know, at a good deal in a parking lot, I'd be like, all right, lesson learned. It was a $180 lesson, not, oh, these guys hosed me. It's like, you know, that would be the first question the cops or me would ask me, like, well, why were you buying it in a parking lot? It just, well, I could understand maybe if it was like a little old lady or something, but from the sound of the article, it was just some lady.
I find that kind of funny that everyone wants the new device, which, by the way, this is a topic coming up in a later show. Jillian and I have already discussed, we're going to be talking about all you motherfuckers that are totally dependent on your electronic devices, but that's not this week.
I'm somewhat dependent, I will admit, but not to the degree of some of this stuff. And so we'll talk about that later. But yeah, lady, seriously.
The thing I wonder is, did she think that if she went to the media, they would somehow get her $180 back or something?
I don't know.
What did she expect to happen by going to the media and bringing attention to the fact that you just proved Darwin was wrong?
Oh, and actually, come to think of it, this begs to answer the question. They showed a picture of what it was, and it was, you know, an iPad made out of wood, but it was fashioned to look like an iPad. So this leads me to believe that she saw the actual device, because if you were going to hose somebody, you would just use plank of wood or something. You wouldn't actually...
You'd use a weighted down box, yeah.
You know, that is out there. It's like, you know, buyer beware, but...
The big thing that I want to talk about is... something that this has been going around the net, but it's still relatively underground. Not a lot of people are talking about this. Here's the gist. Do you remember, Jillian, back when we talked SOPA and PIPA, how I said it was all a front meant to fail so they could sneak in some even worse legislation down the line? Do you remember my little conspiracy theory on that? You ready to tell me that maybe I was right now?
Well, this is even kind of like, I don't think it's meant to be sneaky. It's just a lot of people haven't heard about it because whether SOPA and PIPA had not been tried to go through to where it was like, you know, whether it never existed, nobody hubbubbed about it, this would still be what it is. I don't think it's a substitution. It's just, okay, we're going to try this now, which kind of leads me to believe that, you know, are they really going to go through with it? Because...
well, this one doesn't have a name yet. I think they're being a lot smarter about this. Like I said, SOPA and PIPA, they learned how not to do this. This one, they're not even giving it a name. It's just a thing put together by the MPAA and the RIAA and the Obama administration. This has the government behind it. And what it is doing is, on July 12th of this year, all of the largest ISPs in this country, which include Time Warner, Cablevision, Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T, they will start they won't even be sneaky about it. They will start spying on all of their users' internet activities, watching for, and I quote, potential copyright infringement. There's an issue right there. Potential copyright infringement. Say you download something legally from a website. They will go, well, maybe he's bootlegging it. This is basically the equivalent of burning your house down with a flamethrower to get a couple of cockroaches that are living in the walls.
Well, didn't you say it was going to be like a two-year backlog they were looking into? Or is it just forward?
I don't know if the backlog is to maybe point them in the right direction, or if the two-year backlog can be used legally.
It's talking about like warnings and like certain degrees of like, hey, don't do this again, or we're going to like, you know, fuck you up type thing.
Well, because you got to remember, copyright infringement is not... I mean, it is a criminal act, but it's much more of a civil liability than it is a criminal act. Very few people, unless you're mass bootlegging, like physical discs, what they're talking about is really in more the civil arena than the criminal arena, even though jail time and whatnot is an issue. So it kind of goes over both. But what it comes
down
to,
like, rip you out the ass anyways, whether you're in jail or not. It's like, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for.
If you don't have the money, you can't take $100,000 out of my account when I've got $12 in there.
Like, you know, oh, I had to file bankruptcy to pay your bill. Now I don't have to pay the rest of my bills.
Right. You know, you can't get blood from a stone. So if you don't have the money, they can't take it from you. So what it comes down to is these ISPs, they will start watching everything that you do on the internet in case you might download something illegal. Basically,
you know what, though?
This is kind of like the Patriot Act, where they get to listen in on all your phone calls in case you might be a terrorist.
Yeah, the thing with this, though, I'm sorry, I know it's taboo, but almost everyone and their mom is downloading some kind of content. Either it's, I do one song, so I'm not going to pay $13 for, you know, a CD. You know, certain movies that are hard to get a hold of, especially for people who review. It's like some of this stuff is out of print, and the only place you can find it are on certain torrent sites. So it begs to differ. You know, you've got all of these major companies who are going to start spying. They're going to lose, like, all their customers if the, you know, repercussions are, you know, you have no more internet.
I was actually going to get to that. That's something I was going to talk about down the line. You'll notice all the people that have opted in for this. This is an opt-in program. You'll notice they're all the big, big ISPs.
Why would they opt in for something like that? They're going to lose probably 90% of their customer
first of all, they're not going to lose a lot of their customer base, because when you sign up with Time Warner, Comcast, Verizon, etc., you usually have to sign a contract. They've got you for the next 2 or 3 years, and they can keep charging you whether you use their service or not. So in a lot of cases, even if you want to drop them, you're not going to.
But that's still only 2 or 3 years worth of service.
These people don't think big picture. These people are thinking right now. And these people are also all cable providers.
But you know what? The thing with contracts is, yeah, when you first sign up, you might be in a 2-year contract. The majority of people have had internet since, you know, fast cable and all of that came out. So you're talking about people who may just be getting the internet over the last 2 years. Most of those people, their contracts have expired. They don't require you to re-sign up like a fitness club or anything like that. So once your 2 years is up, it's basically month-to-month basis to where you are no longer obligated within a certain amount of time to pay afterwards.
Do you really think that these companies wouldn't have snuck in some kind of language and that agree to this? And, you know, nobody ever reads all the agree to this. You really think they didn't sneak in some kind of language that you didn't even notice when you clicked? I agree.
At least with Comcast anyway, it's something that you physically sign, and it's your package or whatever, your package deal. So what it is, you know, you have your contract to pay, you know, $49, $69, depending how much, you know, services you have. And then you can't cancel within the first 2 years. And if you do, there's a certain cancellation fee that's, you know, a few hundred dollars, things like that. I don't really think that I remember anyway signing a contract, because I do read those things and they explain it to you. So I don't really think there was anything in there saying if you participated in any kind of illegal activity, yada, yada, then they charge you such and such, because this wasn't even an issue back then, you know, over the last several years, to where it would be like, if you're caught doing blah, 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 you have to pay us $500, because they weren't concerned with that. It was essentially, we're providing a service. This is that. And until recently, all of this SOPA and, you know, things that have come about are there. So people who have had internet for several years, I mean, I've had internet since I moved out on my own when I was 22. So back then it was Insight and then, you know, re-sign thing. So essentially for probably the last 7 years or such, I've had the same provider. So there's really nowhere in there where they can be like, we're canceling your service. You owe us blah, blah, blah money. Because there was no reason back then for them to say we're canceling your service other than you aren't paying the bill.
Right. But see, this is what it comes down to. These companies have been tracking you for the last 2 years, or at least they've been tracking your records. They can go back and look at what you've downloaded, what websites you've downloaded from, etc. It's still unclear whether they can use that against you, or if, like I said, that's to kind of, well, this guy's been downloading a lot from Cinemageddon. You might want to look at this guy after, you know, July 12th. These are the big boys. I have a small internet provider. They're called Infinity Technologies Online. They're based out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Here's the thing. I called them up today. I talked to the president of the company. Not only does Infinity Technologies Online refuse to get involved with this, they won't even look at someone's download history or internet history without a subpoena. So not all internet service providers want to be part of this. They don't want to be the spying wing for the government. Let's say you're pissed at Cablevision, and that's the big ISP in your area. Fuck them. Drop Cablevision and find a local ISP.
We've only got like Comcast and AT&T. I don't believe there's any small internet providers where we are. So that would be an issue. What I don't understand is what do the companies gain? Because if you are caught and have to pay fines, I don't believe the cable companies get any of those fines. It's you pay them to the prospective
right.
copyright
owner. The Digital Millennium Copyright Act protects them against this, which is why that this is even stranger that this is coming up like this. That, like you said, you don't understand why these companies are involved. And now this part
creates more work. I mean, Comcast huge. I mean, through the nation, it's not just, oh, it's in Illinois or it's in the middle, you know, region. I mean, there are some places where Comcast service is not offered and people have to go to localized areas. This is so huge that it's like, you know, you're going to lose because one of the repercussions is they shut off your service. So if that's the case, unless there's a contract, you are fucked. You know, you're not going to have that income anymore. So it would be one thing I could understand if the law was something like, if you don't participate in this, your company gets fined, you know, $250,000. So you best do this for us.
But see, I don't think they're threatened.
I could understand if they were threatened, but since it doesn't seem as though, you know, these companies are being threatened if they don't comply, I really don't understand what they are looking to gain, because they're going to lose customers, because it is going to be the point where Joe Schmo has downloaded such and such many, you need to shut off their service. And it's like, oh, great, Joe Schmo's had internet with us for several years. We don't get his 60 a month anymore.
But now this part is pure speculation on my part, okay? This next part, I think it has to do with the fact that it deals with backroom deals. That one, they want to play nice with the MPAA and the RIAA because these are also cable TV providers. They might lose, all of a sudden, say, Rupert Murdoch is mad that he thinks people are bootlegging 20th Century Fox movies. He might say, oh yeah, now I'm jacking up the price on FX and Fox and Fox News Channel. Now all of a sudden it's going to cost you more and your customers aren't going to pay it, so you can't pass that along. You play nice with us, maybe you get a nice price break on the Fox package.
Yeah, that's a thing too.
So I'm thinking backdoor deals here, or with the government, because you got to remember, these are big corporations. They're now working with the Obama administration. The Obama administration is the ones that will allow them to do mergers.
That's the thing too, though. If there is kind of backdoor dealings, they're still, because, you know, it blatantly says in severe cases or certain cases, which, you know, if people are bootlegging, chances are they're bootlegging a lot. It's not one or two movies. They, you know, are tired of paying for movies or what have you. And they're going to have large, you know, backlogs of downloads, to which whatever stipulations there are, they're going to have to shut all these people down. Personally, if an internet provider says you can't use our internet anymore, I'm not going to fucking use them for cable TV. I'm going to completely go through somebody else. And then it begs to differ. Okay, well, Comcast doesn't want us anymore. You know, we got shut down. I'm going to go AT&T where they don't have any of my history, and then just play nice. And at least we'll still have internet. And then I'm going to go through them for all of my services. So if you've got people like Comcast and other large companies shutting down the majority, I mean, it's going to be a huge loss if they're implementing this. And so, I mean, I think a lot of people like me would be pissed and be like, well, fuck it. I'm not going to have cable TV. Majority of what you can watch on now, so if they can find some other online internet service provider, they're going to just start watching the cable shows, you know, online. And I actually know a lot of people who have canceled their cable TV for that reason, because all the shows are mostly on Netflix. You've got Hulu Plus, to where you can watch almost any TV show if it's not available on Hulu Free. Online. So, you know, these people are going to get stiffed, and it's going to be like, well, fine, you are not getting any of my business. I'm pissed at you.
Well, and so, then, but there's one other question, something you and I talked about on the phone. What's going to happen to, say, Burger King? Burger King has free Wi-Fi. What's going to stop you from taking your laptop to Burger King and using their Wi-Fi to download? All of a sudden, Burger King's ISP is now being used for bootlegs. Is Burger King going to lose? How? This is almost unenforceable outside of your specific house to your computer. There are so many free Wi-Fi spots. There's no way you can police. Just, I'm going to go down to Starbucks, use their Wi-Fi, and bootleg the
new movie.
Hotels. Hotels
are a big thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I can understand, like, okay, if you go to Starbucks or you go to Burger King, for movies, it takes a good half hour to 45 minutes, sometimes a little quicker, sometimes longer, depending on the theaters. For those of you who don't know what that means, which I'm sure all of you have downloaded. I'm sorry if you haven't.
If they're listening to this show, they know what seaters and leechers are.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, you've got the seaters and leechers, things like that. So chances are you're not going to have a shit ton of people at Burger King or Starbucks doing so because you'd be there for over an hour. You've got your laptop up. You know, the majority of people don't go to Burger King to use their Wi-Fi. If they do, they're just, you know, on lunch break. So if you're sitting there for 2 hours, chances are somebody's going to be like, hey, you need to get out of here. Whereas most hotels, almost every hotel nowadays has free Wi-Fi. So you could go in, you know, to a Super 8 or just somewhere somewhat cheap who has free Wi-Fi, $30 a night, stay there for 2 days, get like 30 movies. So there's going to be those issues and really no way to really stop it. And these companies who are going to implement this are going to get, you know, slapped in the face. It's going to be a huge, huge loss that maybe, you know, whatever kickback they are getting isn't going to apply to where I'm wondering if it's going to kind of be a retroactive type thing where they may cut you off and be like, we're sorry, here's blah, 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 we want you back, and like offer some kind of package. That also could be a good way to get people to re-sign up for like another 2 years. But honestly, if a company, you know, booted me out and said, we're sorry, we want you back, here's, you know, blah, blah, blah package, I'd be like, fuck you, no. Because Lord knows what other crazy shenanigans you're going to bring up again. And I think these companies are going to realize that they're really shooting themselves in the foot. And I think it might come to a degree of either they're going to look at the numbers and be like, huh, no, government, we kind of changed our mind. We're not going to do this. Or they're going to do it and they may get some customers back. But a lot of people are sick of government and will stick to their guns when they are wronged. And just on principle alone, they're not going to fall back on it. It's like, you fucked up. Sorry.
Well, and then I also want to say, anyone that is affiliated with any of these companies, if you have an account with Comcast or AT&T or something, and you feel strongly enough about this issue, like myself and Jillian and Hart, to actually do something about it and try and make a change for the right way, drop these services. Tell Comcast you're dropping them because they do not have the right to spy on you and sign up with some local ISP if you have that option in your area. Tell them that if they do not stop doing this, you will not use their service anymore. Same thing with the politicians that are pushing this through the Obama administration. You know, the same way we did with SOPA and PIPA. Tell them, if you voted for this, I'm making sure your ass does not have a job next year. Use your vote and use your dollar.
I know that I'm sure a lot of stuff hasn't come up yet, but it will in time. Everything gets unveiled.
Part of the reason I started this entire show, Jillian, was to expose things like this that they want kept underground. We have a big enough listenership on this show, Jillian, that we can actually make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, post it on your Facebook. Take it to community reviewer sites and be like, hey, have you heard of this? Because that's really where things get spun into action. Understandably, some people cannot because either their livelihood depends on the internet, so they can't just be like, sorry, not going to use you. Other people don't have any other options except maybe one of these companies to where you can't really be like, oh, I might get shut down or I'm protesting, I can't use you. That's understandable. If you are able to do something, though, definitely. I mean, post it on your Facebook.
For right now, vote with your vote and vote with your dollars while you still have both of them. We need to end the segment on that. We'll be back with something a little, well, I don't know, not much lighter.
No, but it's not lighter. It's just completely different.
We'll be back with something different, okay?
Yes.
Now the hour of horror approaches and the terror begins at midnight. Midnight, when the dead drink the blood of the living. Midnight, by the co-author of Night of the Living Dead. Now don't miss John Russo's Midnight. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. If you have a weak stomach, don't come.
In the last segment, Jillian and I talked about your ISP spying on you. Well, Hart Fisher is quite pissed off, so tonight's Hart Attack, I'm just going to turn Hart loose on this subject. Hart?
I don't know, folks. I think we as Americans should all stand up and say, hey, I'm mad as motherfucking hell, and I'm sick of you fucking me up the ass. I mean, really, what do we got? What am I going to rant about now? What am I going to rant about now? There's so much to rant about. Well, today we're going to rant about how every ISP in America is getting ready to sell us out. Now, who do they work for? Who does the internet service provider work for? Well, obviously, by you look at the name, they're an internet service provider, which means they're providing me, the customer, a service. Why? Because I pay them money. I pay them money to provide me a service, not to fuck me over, not to take tabs on me, not to collect data on me, not to spy on me, because thanks to John McCain and the rest of these assholes in power, and I'm going to say assholes in power because I want to make this very clear. Every single Democrat voted for this shit. Every Democrat in office right goddamn now voted for this shit. Everyone. And four Republicans, who we've all yelled at a million times, including Ron Paul, said no. No, this is bullshit. We shouldn't be spying on Americans. We shouldn't be spying on every single... What are we, all criminals? Are these politicians saying that each and every single American is a fucking criminal and needs to be watched? And they're going to take money from us to watch us? Fuck you, motherfucker, you cocksucking pieces of shit. I am so goddamn mad, I can't even begin to tell you. Now, we already know that they keep tabs on us. We already know that they keep track of everywhere you go. That's right, folks. They keep track of everywhere you go. With your cell phone, they're tracking your every single movement. And with computers, there's a record of it. So let's say a police officer wants to talk to you about your whereabouts. We're very soon to that day where they're going to check in and they're going to look up your whereabouts on your cell phone before they even talk to you. Now, do you want that day, folks? Are you ready for Minority Report to come true? Because it does not have to come true. We are the people who make our destiny. Everybody is trying to convince you that privacy is gone is full of shit. They're cowards. They're pussies. They gave up. They're wimps. Can't win the championship without ever throwing a single punch, without ever trying to learn a single martial art. You just gave up. You just closed the door on yourself. Well, I think that's goddamn wrong. America was not created by people who sold out. We were founded by people who came to America to escape religious persecution. There's a reason why there's a separation of church and state, folks. Rick Santorum, you're a fucking sellout. You're a communist piece of shit, Rick Santorum. You're scum. You're death. You're awful. There is a reason why the church and the state are separate. It's because our forefathers were fleeing religious persecution from a country where you were killed if you worshipped in a different way. There's a reason why church and state are separated. There's a reason why it's not okay for my employer's health care to be the same as mine based on his religious convictions. Part of my pay is what I get for my benefits. That's part of how I decide what job I'm going to take. Employer doesn't tell me what's going to go on my health care unless we decide together. Now, if you're telling me that I can't get coverage for my Viagra because you're a goddamn Catholic, go fuck yourself. If you're saying that you can't get birth control as a woman because the fucking guy doesn't his God doesn't believe in it, it's bullshit. And this is the same goddamn thing we're looking at here. What we are seeing, folks, is an endemic process of enslaving every American, where they're trying to force you to go to this credit society where you owe something to somebody nonstop, where everywhere you go, you're watched. If you trespass in a restricted area, you could go to jail. If you say the wrong thing, it's a hate crime. It's hate speech. Folks, we got a real fucking problem here, and it's time for us to stand up. A big reason these ISPs are spying on us has nothing to do with copywritten material. It has all to do with the revolutions that happened over in the Middle East that were fostered by social networks that the government does not control. If you go to YouTube, go to watch the Devo video for We Do What We Do, it'll play just fine. But if you try to watch a 1%er Occupy LA video on YouTube, it's going to play like ass. You think that's an accident, folks? This ISP spying on us as we give them money to give us a service is just the final straw for me. I've just fucking had it. It's a big reason I'm doing American Horrors. So I could put on TV what I think should be on TV, not what somebody else told me what should be on TV. It's going to get worse, folks. We got to stand up. We got to vote these people out. I say every motherfucker that was in office, vote them out. Everyone. I want to see new senators across the board, new congressmen across the board, around the entire nation. Fire every motherfucker that's in government right now. Get rid of them.
I got to say one thing, though, Hart. There are some ISPs that are standing up for us.
Really?
I called my local ISP, Infinity Technologies Online, based out of Green Bay. And I have the voicemail on my phone if they ever go back on this. They are not opting into this program, and without a specific subpoena, they will not turn over customer records to the Justice Department.
Hallelujah, folks, because let's face it, we've spent, what, $1 billion on the TSA. That's right, $1 billion to take off your shoes, to have people probe your vagina, to have them put a wand in you, to strip your children, to search the babies of crippled people, and they haven't caught one single terrorist. $1 billion, not one terrorist. And all the guns they've seized, it equals out to about $6 million per gun that they seized last year.
Let's take this on its face, that it is about copyright infringement. This is the equivalent of blowing up Hollywood to catch the couple of pirates out on the street, isn't it? It's saying we're all criminals because a couple of us are.
I'll take it one step further. It makes you a criminal and you're not. I have videos on YouTube, and I have music releases with the bands that I work with. Not all of them. You know, earlier in our career, we used some songs from popular music to put on YouTube videos. But everything that we put on American Horrors on the air, we have signed notification on. We have releases from the musicians. The music that you hear in American Horrors TV shows is licensed music. Now, I've been notified by YouTube several times that I was violating somebody's copyright. Well, bullshit, motherfucker. You didn't contact me and ask me. You didn't say, hey, could we see your music release? No, they immediately told me, you're a criminal. That's a big problem.
I had a similar issue with a couple of old Troma spots that the Sci-Fi Channel used to run. I got them pulled down because they said a copyright claim from Troma came. I contacted Lloyd Kaufman himself, and he said, fuck that. It's free advertising. Put your damn video back up. He loved it. He loved it.
Exactly. We got real problems here, folks. We got real problems in this country, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. And I'm sure people at home are going, well, what the hell can I do about it? Well, what you can do about it is exactly what Josh did. Josh contacted his internet service provider, who works for Josh, by the way, and said, hey, I'm a customer. This is a concern to me. I want to make sure that my property, which is my information, stays private. And in this country where we have a Bill of Rights, and we voted, and people have fought and died for these rights, you need to hold on to them, folks. Don't give up what your fathers died for. Don't be a pussy. Don't roll over and show your ass for what your dad died for. You get what I'm saying? I want my America back.
Those that give up their freedom for comfort will wind up with neither.
You got it, man.
It's just like I told Jillian in the last segment, Hart, we have a big enough listenership on this show that we should be able to make a difference if our audience actually listens to us and does what we ask them to. We can make a difference using this
show. And that's the bottom line. What people really, truly need to understand is your vote does count. They say, oh, it's just a sham. It's just a sham. It ain't a sham. It's all a big shell game. And the more you make your voice heard, the more they will have to cater the government to your needs. Because the squeaky wheel gets the oil, folks. And the only reason all these crazy right-wing Christian nuts are getting any play from Rick Santorum at all is because those crazy Christian right-wing nuts fucking vote. If all you hippie pothead assholes would get off your couch and put down your Domino's pizza and fucking vote, maybe marijuana would be legal and we wouldn't have so many people in jail that we're paying to jail. Maybe we wouldn't have a drug war down in Mexico if we weren't buying the drugs and selling the Mexicans the guns. Who do you think gives all these Mexicans their guns to fight the drug war down there? We do as Americans. Who buys all the drugs that gives them all their money? We do as Americans. It's time to fucking grow up.
And that's a perfect way to put it. And next week, it's either going to be next week or the week after that, Hart is going to, we're giving him a whole show. We're giving Hart a whole show. It's going to be an hour-long heart attack.
Good God, man. I'm going to have to get some Viagra on top of this fucking shit. In the meantime, though, one last thing. Don't forget, check out American Horrors, 24 hours uncut horror. If you're a fan of the horror that you can't find on Netflix, you want to see Dawn of the Mummy, the only mummy film made by the Egyptian government, you can find it on American Horrors at www.filmon.com.
I also want to point out, and I did this myself with my iPod, I downloaded the Filmon app, and it works just like Hart says it does. You just click on it, and whatever's playing on the channel, it's on your iPod. It's pretty damn cool. When I clicked on it, a Danzig video came up right away.
That's right, folks. So remember that. Right now, we're doing a promotion. We're doing a special to let people know how awesome American Horrors is. And we've made it available for free to anyone who downloads the Filmon app. So you can watch us on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android, all for free. Just to show you. So we just wanted to show you how awesome it is. Because I love American Horrors. I love what we're doing.
And as I said, I went and did it myself. And I have an old iPod. I have an older one. And it works on that, so it's going to work great on the newer shit, too.
Fantastic.
Hell has no fury like the Hustler Squad. They're the dirtiest half dozen, a vicious female hit team who specialize in infighting. They brought the war to bed and slaughtered enemy brass in the daring mission that can only now be revealed. The Hustler Squad. You pay for the pleasure. The killing is free. A Crown International picture, rated R.
So, Jillian, this is not really a lighter topic, but it's a very different topic.
Yes.
The war on women. And I know on this show all the time, we're talking about the war on women and the war on homosexuality and all this. And we would drop that if the conservatives would stop doing things that kept making that news.
New stuff just pops up. And actually, I look at this, it's not really a war on women. I know that's the title of the article, but this affects the males too. It's, you know, about the sex education stuff, which I will let you announce.
What basically happened was the Wisconsin Assembly passed Bill SB 237, which is a bill that basically restricts teenagers' access to medically accurate information about human sexuality. What that comes down to is no sex education. It's not necessarily teaching abstinence as the only sex education. It's no sex education at all. You're on your own.
And that's the thing. It doesn't even specifically say teenagers, because I know they have sex ed, you know, in middle school. And I think they've actually done it, like, we had it in, I think, sixth or seventh grade. And it's actually gotten younger because kids were having sex and girls were getting their periods a lot younger than in the past. Go into that, and it's like, if you don't teach any kind of sex education, it's kind of like Carrie. The girl's not going to know, and she's going to be like, I'm fucking bleeding out of my vag. What the hell's going on? They're going to freak out. And I know, like, sometimes, or not sometimes, but majority of people feel it needs to come from the parents, because if you get it in the school, it's like, but parents don't want to fucking talk to their kids. They want everybody to do something different for them. But if you're not teaching any kind of sex education, I think it's very ignorant for these people to think that then they are not going to know what sex is, because there's sex in the media everywhere. And I know I've said this before, but I worked at a school and there was fucking notes from kindergartners being passed being like, I want to sex you. Whether they knew what that meant is different, but they still were aware of the word. There were first graders who were grinding on the playground equipment poles, you know, for the like monkey bars and all that. They were imitating what they had seen on TV. So obviously these kids were exposed to, you know, music videos and things like that. So if you don't teach these kids anything, kids or even fucking high school, it's like your hormones and everything are going to take over. It's not that hard to figure out. And I mean, it's all over movies. It's in TV shows. These kids know what sex is. And if you don't teach them protection, I mean, even if you want to be like, oh, blah, 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 abstinence is the only way, at least they understand what the hell is going on. And I mean, these kids are going to get pregnant not knowing that there's condoms maybe, or not knowing, you know, about any preventative measures. And that kind of goes against the whole, well, people shouldn't get abortions, you know, this and that, because you're going to have these, you know, even fucking 9-year-olds, there've been really young kids who fucking get pregnant because they don't understand how everything works, but they see TV. You know, I mean, it's the hormones in men to where, you know, they get a stiffy and it's like, oh, you put it in a girl's vagina, and they don't know the repercussions.
Right.
And even teenagers who know the repercussions are getting pregnant because they're just most of the time stupid about it. Mishaps happen with condoms, what have you. But it just seems they're kind of going against what they want to prevent, which is pregnancy and abortions and things like that. And a lot of parents, unless you are very religious, if their 12-year-old girl is pregnant, the majority of them, I'm sorry, is probably going to get that pregnancy aborted because, you know, the chick is 12. So, and there, a lot of times kids aren't fully developed to where they could die if they have the baby because they don't have the hips to push the baby out, or, you know, they're too young to have it take, you know, to carry
it. Their body physically is not able to have a child at that age.
Right.
And then, like you brought up, you get into a dangerous zone because kids are going to experiment. A kid is going to have a hard dick, and he's going to have seen in the movie that it goes into the girl's wet pussy. So he's going to want to do that. And if you take away the education, you're just going to have dangerous repercussions happen.
Yeah.
Education is not, this is what I don't understand, especially about religious conservatives. Why is education such a dirty word to you? Why is being educated evil?
I think they feel if kids know the inner workings and they know all this stuff about sex, that means they're going to have it. I'm sorry, if I'm a freshman in high school,
they're going to have it anyway.
Yeah, if I'm a freshman in high school or even younger, what have you, if I've got those tendencies and urges, if you teach me about the repercussions, I'm not, I'm going to be fucking scared of my mind, be like, I don't want a fucking baby. I don't want to get herpagonosyphilitis. I mean, you don't want that stuff. But if you don't teach kids about VD, and a lot of kids, they don't think it's going to happen to them. You know, I mean, the same goes with driving and texting or anything that's a danger to them. They have the mentality, oh, it's not going to happen to me. It's, somebody else's. And even parents, it's like, that's not going to be my kid. It's somebody else's kid. That's where the saying comes from. You always think it's somebody else's. Well, you know what? You are somebody else to another person. It's just one of those, if you don't educate people, yeah, they're still going to do what they want to do. But a lot of kids will at least try condoms. You don't see that in the movies. So if people don't know, these kids that don't know about condoms, which, yeah, when you're in high school, you genuinely usually know. But again, that's because you've gone through sex education or somebody has told you about them. When you see fucking in movies, there's a very, very, very small percentage where the girl or somebody is like, let me get a condom. I'm not saying they're not out there, so I don't want you like sending me like, well, in such and such, that is like, yeah, but the majority, you just see the fiery passion and the fucking, and they don't even mention anything about preventative measures. So if that's where these kids are getting their knowledge from, I'm sorry, the tendencies are going to be there. It's like, oh, well, no, if they don't know about it, then they're not going to do it. It's like, there's, these kids who are kissing. It's like, how do they know about kissing? They have those urges. Like, I like that boy or I like that girl. And they're going to follow. And just when you are in the heat of the moment, whether you know the details to sex or not, you're going to experiment. You're going to figure it out. It just kind of genuinely leads there.
Well, and then, Jillian, you also have to consider, okay, it would be ignorant for any parent to think that their kid has not downloaded some kind of porn from the internet, whether they're at school hanging out with their buddies or whatnot. And what is the end of almost every porn scene? The cum shot. In other words, porn does not advocate condoms very much. Even if the actual fucking has a condom, they always take it off to cum. So the kids are going to go, well,
and I think the only porn usually, I don't watch a lot of porn, but my husband does the reviews and stuff. And I do like the porns that have like some kind of silly plot or whatever. And you have to have some kind of balance. Otherwise it's just like, shh, whatever. But they will wear condoms, but that's usually when they have like a VD or an outbreak of something. And I know Brad has reviewed a few where it's like you can see the fucking genital warts on the person. It's like, ew. But that's
porno holocaust. Yeah, he was pointing that out in porno holocaust.
Especially now, they're more astringent. It's like if you have VDs, most companies will be like, no, you're out. But other ones will be like, oh, just slap on a condom, which isn't 100%. Proof. And then you've got, that's why there's plan B, obviously for rape victims, but it's also emergency contraception to where the condom broke. So it's kind of like if it breaks in those final seconds, you're like, oh shit, the condom broke. So that's what I mean is like, you're not going to know sometimes until it's too late.
But here's the thing that's really curious about this. And this is in a way reiterating something we've already talked about, but the big groups in Wisconsin that are against sex education, the Wisconsin Catholic Conference, Pro-Life Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Family Action, and Wisconsin Right to Life. These are the exact same groups that tried to deny insurance coverage for abortions. So what they're saying is no abortions, but also no condoms and no sex educations that might help avoid abortions.
It's like one of the guys.
It's scatterbrained. It seems like you're working at cross purposes at the same time, doesn't it?
Well, I guess if kids don't know, they don't have sex, and abortion's illegal, there's nothing they can do about it, and they're going to have babies. And I would like to know if one of these people's kids got pregnant at 8, 9, and I'm not exaggerating. I forget what the youngest kid was, but it was like not even middle school, like 6. I don't want to misquote anything, but like a 7 or 8 year old and maybe younger got pregnant. So, you've got these kids, and if they don't know any better, I'd like to know whether one of these people speaking out is all like, oh, this is bad, blah, blah, blah. If their 9-year-old got fucking pregnant, do you really think, and if they would let that kid carry their kid to term and possibly die, there is something wrong with them, because these kids don't understand the repercussions. Can't tell me that a 9-year-old is mature enough in the mind, and that's their argument. They're like, oh, well, they're not mature enough. They shouldn't be having sex. It's like, then put a fucking beeper tracker on them and see if they're someone of the odd sex, because kids are going to do what they want to do. I mean, I'm pretty tame, and I was a rebel in my parents' eyes because I wasn't to their standards of behaving children, where I would want to, you know, stay out till midnight. Oh no. And it's like, I wasn't even doing anything bad or out having sex or anything like that till I was older. But it's like, you know, these kids are going to do what they're going to do. And a 9-year-old is not going to be like, oh, we need a condom. Number one, where the fuck are they going to get one? And yeah, it's probably wrong to hand out condoms to 9-year-olds, but they do need the education just for, you know, number one, the knowledge and to know how their bodies work, so that when things are happening down there, they know why.
Exactly. You just brought up condoms and whatnot. Do you know what some of the organizations in Wisconsin that are trying, that were against this bill that repealed this? The Wisconsin Medical Society, the Wisconsin Public Health Association, the League of Women Voters, and the actual city government of Milwaukee is saying, this is dumb. We have to teach education.
This thing too, the biggest misconception, even with kids who have been through sex education, some of them, you know, you've got teachers, and teachers aren't perfect. So they, you know, will teach you the basics, and they teach you a lot, but there's certain things that become misconceptions that they don't know about. And actually, when we were talking on the phone, I told you something that actually isn't very well known, and you can get pregnant from pre-cum. At least that's, you know, what I was taught in my sex education class. And a lot of couples think that if you pull out, there's no danger of pregnancy. It's a very, very small percentage, but it is possible. There's, you know, stuff in your pre-cum that it is possible, maybe not with every person because every person's different, but there can be sperm in the pre-cum. So if you're, you know, going at it and you pull out, there's also the danger that, you know, you do have a little bit of cum and then it comes. This is getting very graphic. But anyway, there are dangers.
We're on a show called What the Fuck, Jillian. Graphic is fine.
But the fuck is loosely. It doesn't mean what the fuck is in sex. But anyway, there's these misconceived notions. And back when talk shows weren't all, you are the father, and they had, you know, actually kids and the troubled teens and people who wanted to get pregnant because they really needed a puppy and they needed someone to love. And they would, of course, go through the things where you had to take care of those, not virtual babies, but, you know, the really high tech ones that actually cried, and they tracked if you shook it or you stuck it under a pillow or you took the thing out. And like every one of those kids who went through that were like, no, I don't want a baby. They asked, when is it where you're the least fertile? And a lot of them would say right after your period. And the person, the professional on this talk show actually, you know, said that you are actually very fertile after your period. And the same as after pregnancy too, is you are very, very apt to have another kid or at least get pregnant after you've had a baby. Like they tell you, be like, well, and a lot of people are probably like, well, who the fuck wants to, you know, have sex right after you have a baby? There is a window of time. And some people don't have really rough, you know, pregnancies to where they can't have sex, you know, a few
You just
afterwards.
Pushed a human being out of your vag. Do you really need to have sex right after that?
I'm not talking right after as you come home from the hospital and you go at it. I mean, there's months, like some people have no complications and they're fine after 6 weeks or 1 month, but it's within the first few months, you know, you are very susceptible to getting pregnant again. That's why a lot of kids are 8 months apart, you know, less than a year apart, things like that, because of the mom getting pregnant so quick afterwards. There are a lot of kids nowadays that aren't, you know, even 1 year apart from being brother and sister, etc.
Where can we find JZJ?
On the interwebs.
Not even going to try to get more specific?
I am on Twitter under Mrs. JZ Jones. I am on Facebook, Jillian Zarowski Jones. Type in Jones, it'll still pop up. And I am on my husband's site, thecinemasnob.com, here and there.
And you can find me at 1201beyond.com, 1201beyond.blogspot.com, and reach me at 1201beyond@gmail.com. And I want to thank you for listening to What the Fuck.
Thank you.
People of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, pretending that you've never been bad. You're never wrong and you've never been dirty. You're such a saint, that ain't the way we see you. Change the lyrics and become Big Brother. This ain't Russia. You ain't my dad or mother. They never knew anyway. 'Cause I never walk away from what I know is right. But I'm gonna turn my back on you. Freedom! We're gonna ring the bell. Freedom to rock. Freedom to talk. Yell!